This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today held talks with President of United Arab Emirates Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan in Abu Dhabi. He arrived in UAE this morning on the first leg of his five-nation tour covering the UAE and Europe. He was received by UAE President at the presidential airport and accorded a ceremonial welcome. Both the leaders discussed energy cooperation and bilateral trade high amid global supply disruptions linked to the ongoing conflict in West Asia. In his opening remarks, Prime Minister Modi strongly condemned recent attacks on the UAE, describing them as completely unacceptable. After concluding his UAE visit, the Prime Minister is now en route to the Netherlands on the second leg of his visit. Thereafter, Mr. Modi will visit Sweden, Norway and Italy during the six-day tour. Foreign ministers of BRICS member countries have reiterated their commitment to reform and improve global governance. The outcome document of BRICS foreign ministers' meeting said the member countries reiterated their commitment to promote equitable, legitimate, democratic and accountable international and multilateral system. The ministers noted the current global context of polarization and distrust encouraged global action to strengthen international peace and security. The ministers stressed their commitment to uphold multilateralism as necessary to address challenges threatening their shared planet. The ministers stressed the importance of ensuring the exercise of navigational rights and freedoms of vessels of all states in the Red Sea and Bab al-Mandab Strait in accordance with international law. The ministers appreciated that BRICS under India's chairship will further contribute to enhancing cooperation through sustained engagements. Foreign Minister of Iran Abbas Araghchi has said that India can play a greater role for peace in West Asia. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi today, Mr. Araghchi said there is no military solution to anything related to Iran. He said Iran is ready to help pass all vessels through the Strait of Hormuz. He said there cannot be any solution other than a negotiated settlement on the West Asia crisis. The Iranian foreign minister said Iran will welcome any constructive role by India. Union Defence Minister Rajnath Singh laid foundation for Advanced Medium Combat Aircraft Program facility at Puttaparthi in Sri Satya Sai district of Andhra Pradesh along with Chief Minister N. Chandrababu Naidu today. Addressing the gathering, the defence minister said the newly launched defence projects will strengthen national security, accelerate industrial growth and create large-scale employment opportunities for youth.
For important issues like national security, we cannot always depend on other countries. That is why all these projects being launched today are not only extraordinary but truly historic. Such high-tech flight testing facilities are available only at a selected few places in the world. And now, Puttaparthi is set to join that distinguished list of locations from where fifth-generation aircraft will soar into the skies.
Fifth-generation aircraft aasman chhuega.
West Bengal government has suspended three IPS officers in connection with the Arjikar Medical College rape and murder case. Former Commissioner of Kolkata Police, Vineet Goyal, former Deputy Commissioner Central, Indira Mukherjee and former Deputy Commissioner North, Abhishek Gupta have been suspended today due to alleged dereliction of duty, offering money to the victim's parents and conducting media briefings without government authorization. Chief Minister Suvendu Adhikari informed the media that a departmental inquiry would be conducted against them by the state government. The Supreme Court today announced a series of fuel conservation measures, including virtual hearings, carpooling and work from home. The move is in line with the centre's broader push to cut fuel consumption amid the ongoing West Asia crisis. In a circular issued by Secretary General Bharat Parashar, the apex court said that matters listed on miscellaneous days as well as matters taken up during partial working days will now be heard only through video conferencing until further orders. In badminton, India's top men's doubles pair Sattvic Sairaj Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty advanced to the semi-finals of Thailand Open. The Indian duo defeated Japanese pair of Takumi Nomura and Yuichi Shimogami in straight games in Bangkok today. In men's singles, Lakshya Sen lost to Thailand's Kunnavut Widitsarn 19-21, 16-21 in a quarter-final match. And that is the end of this news bulletin.